Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Camera lady says, come on in. There we go. There's going to be some accompanying verses for our Jude today. And there we go. Thank you, camera lady. All right. Well, thank y'all for bearing with me there. I sure appreciate that.
We got good.
Well, yes, ma'am. We got one more to go, too, after this. Y'all can stand and bear through it. Oh boy. All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see everybody. Thank y'all for coming so much. It's just such a blessing to be able to come. And somebody wants to come on here to God's Word. That's encouragement to me, and I sure appreciate that. So, good afternoon, everyone. We stopped in the book of Jude last week in verse 19. Where Jude has been telling us about one of the characteristics of mockers or false teachers. Now, my plan was to go ahead and move on to verse 20 today, but as I got into this, I was blessed with more verses for 19, so just bear with us, Miss Mary. We're going to stay on 19 for a little bit longer. We'll get to moving on here just as soon as the good Lord gives me the okay to do so. But we're back in the book of Jude in verse 19. And in verse 19 of Jude, Jude says, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for those who come to hear your word, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just teach us here today, Lord. Just let your Spirit just be here with us, Lord, for we know we're two or more gathered in your name, Lord. There you are also, Lord. So just teach us here today, Father. We pray that you're glorified here today. We thank you for this lesson that you blessed us with, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that the saints are edified and that the lost are pointed to you today, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. And thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you and love you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right. Pardon me. These people choose to separate themselves from the forgiveness of God that is freely given to us by believing that Christ paid the price for us to be forgiven of our sins. They choose to remain sensual or in their natural state. Now remember the word sensual. Sensual gives us the idea of our natural state. It gives us the idea of natural. They are alive and moving and talking and doing things, but they are not truly living, folks, because they are just living and breathing in order to serve their worldly needs and not living to serve the Almighty God who created us. They choose not to lay up treasures in heaven because their heart is not there. But they choose to lay them up here in this old world that is going away someday. Along with the things they thought would make them secure. That is the thinking of the natural man. The natural man only sees the temporary things, but he does not acknowledge. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The natural man is not looking towards eternal things. The natural man chooses not to talk about eternity, but shrugs it off when asked about it. I remember several years back before I was saved, when my parents tried talking to me about their preparations for when the time comes for them to go be with the Lord. I refused to hear it because I did not want to think about that. I did not want to think about losing my parents. I started crying just thinking about losing my parents. And the thought at the time was just too overbearing for me. Now that I have put my faith in Christ, I realize that when that time comes, I am not losing my parents. I know just exactly where they will be and who they will be with, and that is what I will be counting on if the Lord calls them home before He calls me. I can now talk about that without just falling out in tears, because I know now where my parents are going to be. And I know now I will be with them someday again.
Amen.
So it's not, I'm not losing them. I know where they'll be. That is if the good Lord calls them before He calls me. You know, He might call me first. And if that's the case, my parents know where I'm going to be. The natural man, when asked about eternity, chooses to avoid the question and will say something like, "Well, I hope I will go to heaven when I die." Or, "I hope I did good enough to get to heaven." Or they may say something like, "God and I had this thing worked out." Have you heard that before? Oh yeah, I have too. Why does the natural man say such things? Jude says they are sensual, or still in their natural state. 1 Corinthians 2:14, we used this last week. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You cannot understand that without the Spirit of the Lord teaching you. The natural man does not want to face that. I was the same way when my parents started to tell me about what was going on when they passed away. Same way. I was in a natural state. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to talk about it. But you know what? Jesus Christ changed all that for me, folks. He changed it. Not, Jude says they are sensual or still in their natural state. Not being born again. Because Jude says the sensual man does not have the Spirit of God dwelling within them. God wants you to know that you are saved, folks. And when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, God will send His Holy Spirit to dwell within you, teaching you and showing you and reassuring you. Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 11, starting in verse 9. We have you marked there, Miss Becky. Chapter 11, you already got it. Luke, chapter 11, verse 9. Now this is Jesus talking. Jesus says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone, how many people's everyone, folks? That's everybody, isn't it? Right back there, yeah. Everybody. For everyone, even the natural man, for everyone that asketh, receiveth." But you got to ask. You have to humble yourself and ask. "For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." I know, I remember my pastor, he tells of his testimony sometimes. And he says he chased down so many different religions. He sought this religion and that religion. And he told the Lord, "Lord, I want to know the truth. Whatever the truth may be, Father, I want to know it." What is that? That's seeking. That's asking. Guess what? My pastor found it. He was shown. Yeah. He knocked and it was opened. Uh-huh. Luke 11:11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? All these things that the Son asked the Father for, the bread, the fish, the egg, all natural earthy things asked for by a natural earthly desire to eat and feel that natural hunger. Jesus points us to a greater hunger here, folks. The spiritual hunger we have to know God and His forgiveness. And the only way to satisfy that hunger is through faith in Christ, folks. Job 19:25 says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." Psalms 4:3. "But know that my Redeemer, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that," "but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him." Psalms 51:6. "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." Where does the Holy Spirit reside, folks? In the inward parts. Jock's looking at me right now and he cannot see the Holy Spirit inside of me. I'm looking at him, I can't see the Holy Spirit inside him. But you know who does see the Holy Spirit inside of you? The one who gave it. He is the one that sees the Holy Spirit inside of you. He says, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts." Without truth, you don't receive the Holy Spirit. "Lord, I have sinned against you, Father. I see Christ died for my sins, Lord. He took the punishment that I so truly deserve, Lord. Thank you for Jesus." That's right. Truth. That's my child now. Right. He believes. "He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already." Why? "For he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." Wisdom. Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." You want to know Christ as your Savior. You reverence God. You come to God. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." What is it? That's reverence. "Lord, I know that you can do anything you want to, Lord. All power is in your hands. Lord, you are almighty. You are the creator of earth and sea and all the universe, Father. God, you created me. God is all powerful. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. God, I know you can take me at any minute. I reverence you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction." If you have not trusted in the Son of God as your Savior, you are playing a very foolish game with your eternal home. I can point you to an eternal home with no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I can point you to an eternal home of a second death, surrounded by a lake of fire and torment. Amen. Revelation 20. Amen. Got you on mark there. Mark yourself. Okay. Revelation 20. Got you marked there. All right. And I can point you to an eternal home of a second death surrounded by a lake of fire and torment. Revelation 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever, how many people is involved in whosoever? Everybody is a whosoever. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I can point you to both those places where, depending upon your choice, your soul is going to spend eternity. I can tell you about them, but I cannot choose your eternal place of residence for you. Some of you may be asking yourselves right about now, how do I get my name written down in the book of life? I do not want to go to a lake of fire after my time here is finished. I like the first option better. And I'll tell you, I like the first option better myself. I want to live eternally in a place with no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. How do I get my name written down in the book of life? You must be born again, folks. You must overcome the sensual or the natural man, and you do this by faith in Christ. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Amen. The words, he that overcometh, I love this, he that overcometh comes from a Greek word that means get the victory or victory. Yeah. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Woo, boy. I love that. That's fantastic. That's just God's word. It's just such a blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for this time that you blessed us here, Lord, to come together and share in your word, Father, and have fellowship, Lord. And we just thank you so much for your precious word, Father. What a blessing. And encouragement, Lord. Oh, I love your word, Father, and we thank you for it so much. Thank you for Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus, Lord. Thank you for sending your Spirit, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for each and every person that comes, Lord, to hear it. And Lord, I want to pray for those who couldn't be here today for a sickness reason, Lord. And we want to pray for those, Lord, who just put off coming to hear your word, Lord, for some other worldly thing, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you would just till up their hearts, Lord, and just open it up and show them Christ, Father. Show them Jesus dying for their sins, Lord. Want to pray for each and every person here, Lord, that's sick, and pray for the ones that, the caregivers that are here, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would just help them to care for these people, Lord, the way you want to be cared for, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the people that know Christ, that they would just go and share your word with others, Lord, and that they would be an encouragement to others, Lord, as they are an encouragement to me, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would glorify here today, Lord. I want to pray for our song leader, Brother Larry, Lord, who's not here today. And I want to pray for Brother Ray, Lord, our backup song leader, who's not here as well, Lord. And pray for his wife. And pray for Sister Sherry, too, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the camera lady coming and helping us, Father. It sure is a big help, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we just want to thank you for all the things I'm forgetting to tell you thank you about, Lord. And we just thank you for everything, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, today. Amen.